FreeTalkLive.com. FreeTalkLive, 1-800-259-9231. This is hour number two. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The 9 to 10 o'clock hour, we will kind of be here in the Time War fashion. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. You bring it up. We talk about it. Let's go right to the phones. We get a call. That means we start the show off with a call. Charles in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys chat a little bit about the definition of maybe what we think war is.
What do you think war is?
Well, you know, we've grown up looking at, if you go back far enough, you could talk about John Wayne poking a gun up over a hill and somebody's poking a gun over the other side and they're shooting at each other, And, you know, if somebody's going to shoot at me, I'm going to shoot back. But war's not shooting at each other. The guy on the other side is not trying to kill everybody. He's trying to take what John Wayne has or what his country has. Mm-hmm. So they don't give a rip whether a person that's there lives or dies unless they don't want to deal with them, but they're just after what they've got. And so that would be what I would call the definition of war.
You're talking about like plunder? Would you say it's basically...
Any way you can get it done, whether it's with or without a gun, taking what you've got, plundering would be another word for it, I guess.
Right.
And that would be what I would call war.
Okay.
Now
it sounds like you're leading somewhere with this.
I am.
Tell me where you're going.
Well, what I'm trying to get at is, what is our response? How far do we go? And how lethal was John Wayne's response? Well, he pulled the trigger. He took what we call extreme prejudice.
Right.
To take that man out, to keep them from getting what we've got.
Okay.
And what are we having occur today?
What, war in Iraq?
We're having not the war in Iraq. We're having a war without bullets to take what you and I have.
What, like what?
Well, let's take our freedom, for example.
Okay.
We're losing it about as fast as it's ever happened in this hemisphere.
Yes, it's snowballing. It started with a little pebble, and now it's...
Right.
It's really rolling down the mountain.
It's getting really frightening how fast it's going away.
And they're not using bullets. They're using paper bullets.
You're right.
And so you and I know where it's going.
It's still backed up by bullets, though, Charles.
It sure is.
Right. Okay.
It sure is. You bet. And so why I think sometimes we don't respond in like aggressively and take steps that are necessary to stop this intolerant behavior. And we were warned by our founding fathers.
We were warned. You're right. They've been very clear.
Vigilance is the price of liberty. You know where I'm going. We were told, you know, guys, let's just keep this freedom of arms thing going. Because there may be a day that we need to go take the tyrants out again.
Well, I think it's pretty clear in the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state.
That's right.
You know, if you want the state to continue to be free... Men have to have guns.
Now, what's happened, though, is we've got a huge media propaganda campaign to make a person look bad. So let's talk about the militia.
Okay.
And it's clearly somebody's rights are being violated. It didn't make any difference whether it was a foreign enemy or domestic, right?
Okay.
And so here we have the militia deciding through... regular channels, and they're not, just because they're unorganized doesn't mean they're not trying to get the right thing done.
Okay.
They decide, in a certain issue, they cross the line. They make a demand. They say, we can back this up.
You're saying the militia thinks the government has crossed the line and the militia's not having any of it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, you brought up the militia, so I'm just using that as an example.
Okay.
And so what happens is how long do we go before that kind of response is understood to be okay by the people. See, I think what's happened...
You got a long way to go.
Yeah, I think...
Because, like you said, the media is working against us.
I think we've passed... If we had the mentality that we had during the Founding Fathers' Day, we would have already passed that line.
Well, we never would have gotten to this point. I mean, as you said, the founding fathers gave us plenty of warnings. I don't know who, maybe it was Patrick Henry or Thomas Jefferson that said, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. You have to pay attention. You have to guard liberty actively for the rest of your life if you want to keep it. And people in America today, and we were talking about this last hour, everybody's too busy. I mean, we're getting taxed at a rate of 49, 50%, pretty much. I mean, not up front, through hidden taxes,
now,
gasoline taxes.
100% taxes is slavery, a slave.
At the turn of the century, the average size home was 10 rooms.
Wow.
That's a giant house today.
Yeah, it's bigger.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and I grew up in one of those. It was handed down through our family. But you know what's interesting? Even if we could recognize, and there are people, like-minded people that understand where we're at and understand that we need to probably have that kind of response because we don't have enough people, and the whole system's so under the color of law that appears to be okay, it don't make any difference how right you are. It's not even time to do that. I think we're well past that kind of response ever being effective, and I think it's time that we begin to realize we got to learn how to duck.
What do you mean by that? Learn how to duck. What does that mean?
Be as private as possible.
Right. I agree with that. Privacy, of course, takes effort.
Yeah, and it does. It takes and it takes some sacrificing too.
Absolutely, it does.
You know, there's not very many times that you can go out and get a. There are a few cell phones you can acquire today without giving your name.
The prepaid ones, right?
Yeah, and you can pay, you know, upfront for them. And a lot of people go, well, gosh, that costs more money.
Yeah, and you're paying 50 cents a minute or something crazy that. It's really expensive.
It's 10 cents a minute now.
Really? Oh, it's come down.
That's pretty good.
Hooray for competition.
Well, Charles. You know what? That's good. Because if that's worth it to us, that kind of thing we need to do. And I tell you what, I think probably the best thing for us to do is to just realize that, you know, we've got to do what we got to do. We've got to teach. We've got to show.
The right thing to do. I think the real answer is everybody should move for freedom. Everybody who feels the way you and I do, and Manwich does, everybody needs to join. Everybody who feels like we need more liberty should join the Free State Project and move to New Hampshire and make it happen there. Because by combining our efforts, really is the only way this is ever going to freedom is ever going to happen in our lifetime.
Well, tell me about the Free State thing, and I'll hang up because I'm not. I'm not familiar with that.
Well, you definitely are someone that should hear about it. If you've got internet access, log on at freestateproject.org. Manwich, you can go ahead and give a description.
The Free State Project is it's a plan to put 20,000 activists in a single state. It took them a little while to decide on the state. There was a voting process and all that, but they came up with New Hampshire. New Hampshire's was at the time probably the freest state in the union with no income tax. No sales
still
tax.
Is.
Yeah, it still is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So they 20,000 people are going to move there. At
20,000
this point,
activists.
20,000
activists. Is this the one that also has one of the more freer rights to carry?
Yes, you can open carry.
You can carry, period, right?
You can open carry. Concealed carry is shall issue, but there are gun activist groups that are working to repeal that. It is one of the freest.
You can still run around with the shotgun in your window of your pickup.
Yes, you absolutely can. Yeah, so I want you to check out their website at freestateproject.org. We're both members. We're both moving to New Hampshire at some point because we freedom lovers have to band together because
I think this is a wonderful approach.
It is. We're so spread thin throughout
it's
the United
pure
States.
Pure genius.
I can tell you that.
Charles, I wish we had time for you, man.
There's a whole movement underground to get people out of the country.
Well, I don't think I'm ready for that quite yet. I'm not ready for that. I think we can still stand and fight. Charles, thanks for the call. I hope to hear from you again sometime. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. John in New York, we're going to get to him next. He wants us to talk about the Second Amendment insanity in California. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to ReadyReserves at AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And anything goes on this show. We're not afraid of any topic. You call in, and our phone screener, Jason, well, he's doing a fine job tonight, by the way. He will simply ask you your name, where you're calling from, how you're listening to the show, and in one word, what you want to talk about. We keep it simple here. Because, again, we're not trying to screen out any issues. We're not cowards like the rest of Talk Radio America. Like the rest of those show hosts who tend to be cookie-cutter conservatives. The Democrats on Air America, they're cowards, too, apparently. We heard from somebody today who had called up one of their shows, and they just screened the hell out of his call, and just amazing. We'll take anything.
I'm sure it happens on every one of the shows. Yeah, these talk show hosts don't want to get on a national radio show where they're trying to look good in front of all their listeners and
get called on the carpet.
They would get called on the carpet? Yep. I mean, call us on the carpet.
Go for
it. We're libertarians. We believe in liberty. We believe in the human spirit. Call us out.
Let's go right to the phones. This is a show about you and your calls. Let's go to John in New York. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, first off, I want to finish that last comment you made about New Hampshire there. Actually, Vermont and Alaska, from your caller said yesterday,
yes,
was the one that actually had concealed and open-style carry. They had it all.
You're correct.
They're totally constitutional, so you're right.
Yeah, but Vermont, unfortunately, Vermont's a bit of a socialist state.
I mean, just because they stick to that one particular issue doesn't mean that, you know, I mean, we're looking at overall freedom.
We're looking at total freedom.
Oh, okay. The other thing is, yesterday I tried to call in, but I guess you ran out of time.
I'm sorry.
But that Arnold Schwarzenegger, the gun ban that they got for voting, nobody brought this up in all your callers, and I think people should look at that, is because, you know, when you have a democracy of mob rule, it's not really the people who are voting for that. What's really going on is you got vote scam machines all over, these electronic voting machines. If you go to votescam.org, Virginia Collier did a lot of research on this, that these electronic voting machines are all scammed up. In fact, just before your show, I was listening to the news, they were talking about asking for a recount on the votes, and the corrupt judges out there say, oh, well, there's no sense in recounting. I feel no reason to have a recount. But yet all the people wanted the recount because they felt the fraud in the voting, and then they turned that down. So I can only see the same kind of nonsense going on in California. They're going to put up this big facade that people are voting for it. Of course, they got control of the media, and then people aren't going to even be voting at all for it, but they'll adjust the voting tallies after, you know, the thing, because they got the electronic voting machine.
I hear what you're saying, and here's where it deviates from what makes sense. You know, it's the Second Amendment. Well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state and the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That doesn't mean they can't infringe it unless 51% of them feel like infringing it. I don't care what people heard in high school. This isn't a democracy. It's a republic. And I've got the right to bear arms. And I don't care if 99% of the people say otherwise. You know, it doesn't matter about the voting machines. It doesn't matter about any of that. It's my gun. It belongs to me, and I've got the right to bear it. Don't you agree?
Well, no, I agree 100%. I'm just telling you what they're going to do. They're going to scam people out of their right.
You know, I think that it's interesting.
If they even consider it, they've already been scammed.
I think the whole voting machine thing about it being a scam and underhanded tactics, I think it's very interesting. I think there's a lot of evidence that points towards it with, you know, we've seen the evidence with Republican, high-level Republicans being on the board of directors of these voting machines. Companies, I mean, real just conspiratorial kind of things like that. Regardless of that, though, there's still plenty of counties where there aren't electronic voting machines. And here in the state of Florida, we talked about this last night, the Florida voters, 70% of them will vote for any amendment that is on the ballot. It doesn't even appear to matter what the issue is. Here in Florida, just so you know, John, we had back in 2000, there was an amendment that went on the ballot to pass this bullet train, this really expensive boondoggle government program that, you know, was going to get people from Tampa to Orlando real quick, like it's the bullet train. And everybody thought that was just the greatest idea, and something like 70% of Florida voters voted for it. And then
$3 trillion later, they didn't have crap.
Yeah, then so they formed all sorts of task forces and decided it was going to cost all this money. So somebody else got an amendment on the ballot this time out, and the question was reversed this time. It was, let's repeal the bullet train idea. 70% went ahead and voted for that. So it just seems to me that most voters really are ignorant, and they really don't have any clue as to what the Constitution's about. I don't personally believe that that the votes on everything are being manipulated. It's tough to find the evidence of that anyway.
I just believe
that our minds are being manipulated because the government runs the education system for the most part in this country, and that's the most insidious thing right there, because they've been brainwashing people for years in this country to think we're a democracy and to not really understand the Bill of Rights. I think we have a mass case of ignorance in this country. I really don't believe this. I believe that the people of California will vote on their own to restrict everybody's gun rights in San Francisco. I don't think you need to set up that vote.
I bet they would too.
But you got electronic voting machines in Florida yourselves, too.
Not everywhere. No, only in some counties. Not everywhere.
Well, if you go to that votescam.org, you'll read about what I'm talking about, and you'll enlighten yourself.
I'm not telling you that I don't believe it. I'm just telling you that I think the people in California, they're totally brainwashed. You don't need to fake the vote out on
them. Yeah, the media controls the rest of it. What they didn't brainwash them in the dumb schools there, they finish the job with the media, absolutely.
All right, we are in agreement, John. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that would be it. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Hope to hear from you again. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of schools, I ran across this article last night, which is pretty frightening. And it's kind of an editorial here. I'm just going to get into it, and we'll break it up into chunks.
I got a short article here that makes a case for gun control here.
Makes a case for gun control?
It makes a case for gun control.
Okay, since we're on topic, go for it.
Yeah, I thought it might make a little sense. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. 1-800-259-9231.
The computer froze.
That's all right. Well, then we'll go to mine, and you can reboot and get all that stuff together. This one came off of antiwar.com, and it's called the title of it's called Enlist Today. You are not going to believe what the military is doing here. Like the drug gangs you've always worried about, charming military recruiters have weaseled their way into American public schools, government public schools, and are luring your child to what could be his death with the very things that other gangs offer. Immediate cash for fast cars, a macho image to scare off bullies and impress the girls, and a uniform. Whether it's one pant leg hiked up, a baseball cap with a certain team logo, a hoodie in a specified color, or a camouflage outfit with military insignia, these are things that you can't provide. She's addressing parents here, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands and thousands of dollars today as a sign-up bonus. Promises of a college education, relief from decision-making, avoidance of scary things like job interviews, and a uniform to demand instant respect from others. That's why the military is dangling these carrots before your child's eyes. It's got all the money in the world. Now, what do you have to offer?
It has all the money because they take it from us.
At gunpoint.
At gunpoint and give it to them.
But what do you have to offer your own children? Love, caring, the instinctual urge to keep your baby alive? Worthless stuff, or so the sales pitch implies. When compared with cold, hard cash, the aura of macho discipline, a prepackaged future, and really cool uniform. Still, some kids are pretty savvy and start having doubts when recruiters come to call. But how long will I be in for, they ask. Will I be sent to Iraq? Could I end up having to stay longer than I signed up for? Why do I need to enlist just to go to college? Isn't there something called a Pell Grant that could help me get an education without becoming cannon fodder? You are not going to believe what the military is doing. They are brainwashing teachers. We'll tell you a little bit more about it in order to get your kids into the military. Coming up next, unless you want to interrupt the show, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Picasso had his blue period, Rodrigue made it big with a blue dog, and Levi Strauss hit pay dirt with blue jeans. But when we come back, I'll tell you how a blue book can help you make some green.
What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time with more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Trading in your car? Before you think green, think blue. Blue Book, that is. Yes, how much a car is worth is found in Kelly's Blue Book. Available at traditional or online bookstores, the Blue Book lists values for specific makes and years, including add-ons for low mileage and subtractions for high.
In addition, you'll find dollar amounts for extras like power windows, sunroofs, or air conditioning. Remember, Blue Book prices are average values, but if your car's in red-hot shape, you're in the green because it's worth even more. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time, 9 to 10 o'clock. You're going to get the Time
War.
And
the Time War.
It's just a prior hour, and we hope you enjoy that for the time being, until we can finally go 3 hours live, which we're planning on doing, hopefully, if all goes as planned, by the end of this month. So we're available Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time for your listening pleasure. Also, we have a Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So keep that in mind. Log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on our bulletin board system. Over 210 users, almost 2,000 posts. The chat room, there's people hanging out in there pretty much every night during the show. It's all those, you know, it's just so unpredictable. Wednesday night, the chat room was kind of dead. Last night, huge. All kinds of people in there chatting about a bunch of different things.
Really?
Tonight?
Well, Friday nights, you know.
Friday nights are tough for chats. And it, for some reason, historically, the 2 years we've been doing this program, Thursdays have always been the best chat day. I don't know why that is.
What about calls?
Just from my observation. I don't know. I've never actually been able to make an observation on that, because we usually do pretty good as far as that. 800-259-9231, bring up anything you want, whether it be political or personal. I'm reading an article right now from antiwar.com. It's called Enlist Today, and it's written towards parents, with parents in mind, and this woman is clarifying what the situation is really like in schools right now as far as trying to recruit kids into the military. And what this is going to get into is really just, it's really just frightening. In my opinion, it's reason to abolish the military altogether, because I don't believe it does anybody any good. But we'll get into that in a little while. She goes on to say, knowing that military recruiters are desperate for warm young bodies makes the smart high schooler suspicious of what a recruiter says. He knows that a stranger in uniform can't possibly have his best interests at heart. So she's saying that these guys use some pretty slick tactics to try and recruit, but yet there are some kids in school that question things. You know, they question what a military recruiter might put in front of them. And they should. You definitely should if you're a young person and there's a recruiter out trying to get you. Ask as many questions as you can. In fact, you're better off just telling them to go away. But she makes this clear. If as a military recruiter you can't get kids to sign up in a straightforward way by telling the truth and nothing but the truth, including the risk that their young lives will be ruined or ended, just go through the back door. Forget about the parents. They're too soft and they don't want their kid killed or maimed, etc. Win the child's trust by getting their favorite teacher to do your dirty work.
Hmm.
There's apparently an article that was published that this woman now quotes from. For more than a decade, recruiters have been bringing teachers, counselors, and coaches to the boot camp to let them see how Marines can be a positive force on young adults and to encourage them to steer their students toward military careers. The Marines want to show them that even lackluster students can thrive, that the rigors of boot camp can help recruits tap their own potential, and that maybe the students that they least expect contain the makings of a disciplined warrior.
Oh, I don't have the doubt of any of that. I think that's all true.
Sure.
I just think that at the same time, you know, why in the world do we have kids, you know, a thousand kids have died over there, and what, 50,000 wounded?
50,000 have been ejected.
Stupid war. That makes no sense for our freedom.
Nope.
None. Not the least bit of difference.
You're right.
I mean, Ian, would our freedom be in danger now if Saddam Hussein were still in power?
Nope.
No!
He was in power for 10 freaking years.
He just wants to have palaces and you know, women and
right. He wants
some
to
money.
Torture his own people. Well, you know what? His own people can have their own damn revolution. We went and had ours. They can have theirs. I don't believe in getting involved in any country's stuff.
I agree with that. Because
you can't give somebody freedom. They can only earn freedom. And the fact is, they don't own property over there. They don't understand property rights like we do. I wonder whether the rest of the world can really do freedom. You can't bring democracy to the Middle East.
Of course not.
It's pointless.
And nor should we be doing any of this. I mean, if you want to go by...
I mean, if he wanted to kill 1,000 little white American kids, why don't you just go along and shoot them? Instead of sending them over there.
It'd be a lot cheaper, wouldn't it?
It would.
Because we've spent billions on this insane war so far over in the Middle East. If you've got comments, 1-800-259-9231. But talk about sinister. What these guys are doing is they're literally bringing teachers to a boot camp, putting them through kind of like mini boot camp. You know, showing them how to shoot weapons, showing off their recruits and that sort of thing. And they're indoctrinating our government school teachers in order for them to kind of press the military as a career for some of their less fortunate, less able kids.
Ian, you're a little dim. You're a little slow, a little rebellious. I think you'd make it good in the Marines.
Yeah, basically that's what it is. Another quote from the article that this woman is quoting here. In the long run, the Marines hope that these teachers will become advocates of military service, and at least some of their students will consider becoming Marines. Call it the trickle-down theory of recruiting. Judging from local educators' reactions last week, it works. And then she continues her commentary. She says, teachers are especially useful for luring kids into the military because most teachers are genuinely concerned about their students. I've met teachers, so I know it's true. They really want to help kids. Most of them do. I mean, there are some bad ones out there and some lazy ones out there, but I think most teachers really do have the best of intentions.
I think politicians do, too.
And the road to hell is, of course, paved with those. I remember all the kids who lined up to talk to my mother, their favorite high school teacher, after school. Sometimes they wanted to talk about schoolwork. Sometimes they just needed to talk about their problems, their family issues, their hopes and dreams for the future, their boyfriends or girlfriends, you name it. They trusted her because she was their teacher, and she really cared. Even if they wouldn't listen to anybody else, they'd listen to her. Recruiting kids to die for the war games of old men is the first art of war. When the Pentagon needs more playing pieces for dangerous urban warfare, who better to utilize than school teachers whose opinions the children already trust? You don't have to make any real connections then. You don't have to have a recruiter cold call somebody or cold approach somebody. You're using the existing connection. The key again to victory, as Mr. Bush has reminded us again and again, is to win hearts and minds. But minds fall when they learn unsavory facts, so it's advisable to focus instead on winning hearts by playing on the emotions. Publicize tear-stained testimonials suggesting that the teacher who really cares about his or her students will urge them to enlist. And then they give more quotes from this article where basically they have these teachers that are going through this boot camp program and they're falling right in line. And they are encouraging their kids to join the military. She goes on to say, even with all the emotional appeals in the world, however, some kids won't be persuaded. All those years of piano or art lessons, soccer practice, church youth activities, and science clubs might just have implanted into your child the wild idea that he or she should invest those talents right here in America rather than join the military and possibly die someplace in the Middle East. And you know what? In my opinion, that's the real tragedy of military service.
What's that?
You do nothing for the economy. You do nothing to make life better for the world. You just kill. You just maim. You just blow things up. It does nothing for our country. Going over to another nation and invading
them. Our economy has benefited from the military state since.
No,
you know, we basically
you're wrong about that. There are certain industries who benefit directly from it because they get $500 for a screwdriver for the military.
It moves the money around, though.
You can move the money around on... The money will move around on its own. We don't need... This is not an excuse to have a military.
I'm not saying it's a good excuse. I'm just saying that we've benefited.
1-800-259-9231. The real tragedy is all of those hundreds of thousands of kids who are in the military could be here at home learning and educating themselves and getting careers and having families and enjoying life. And instead, they're breathing dirt. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, this is your show. Take control, bring up anything you want. You can even interrupt the program at 1-800-259-9231, whether it be political or something personal. Dial in 800-259-9231 and take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're talking about this article that I pulled off of antiwar.com where there's a lady who's kind of analyzing another news article from the Virginian Pilot, which basically pumps up the military. Like we had an earlier caller talking about how kind of the news media is sort of in on it. They're kind of in on the whole big government thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I mean, you never really see anti-military articles or even somewhat critical pieces on the news. Hardly ever would you see something like that. So, of course, this is a total pump-up of the military and their recruiting tactics. And it's just amazing what these people are doing. We'll give you the five ways that they are recruiting. They're attempting to recruit the more difficult to recruit kids, the ones that ask questions and are relatively intelligent. The military's got their ways about those kids. We'll get to that here in a moment. But first, we're going to go right to the phones here, right to the fun. It's Milt in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Milt?
Well, I just listened to your conversation about taking democracy to Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Why don't we kill the word democracy and use the word republic?
Well, that's not what they want to bring to Iraq. I mean, George Bush thinks that we live in a democracy, apparently, and so he wants to bring democracy to Iraq. Republics are great, but even then, I still don't think we should be forcing them on the rest of the world.
No, I agree with you. I've been around 75 years,
Where are all the warmongers at anyway? Why do we always have people call in who agree with us? I want to hear from a warmonger tonight. I mean, nothing against you, Milt. We certainly appreciate your call. What were you going to say about being around 75 years?
Well, I've seen Second World War and war ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Someplace in the world.
Always a war sometime, right?
And that's a gentleman that was talking about keeping the economy going with war. You're correct. It's just the corporations that benefit, and we wouldn't be losing all these jobs in California and Wisconsin around the country if everybody is benefiting from this war.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're absolutely right.
But I just wanted to suggest that we do away with that word democracy in the country and around the world.
On this show, Milt, we definitely we support that we have a democratic republic here in this country, and you know we're very pro-constitution. It's just that I use the bringing democracy to Iraq phrase because that's what
they say.
That's what old W says all the time.
Yeah, I know. I didn't vote for him.
We're in agreement, Milt. We think democracy sucks on this show.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So these military recruiters, they start out by offering, hey, we'll give you a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You can buy yourself a fast car and get a uniform, look hot for all the chicks. And that's kind of like their typical recruiting message.
Right.
But if that doesn't work and the kids actually have some questions and some modicum of intelligence...
$5,000 sounds nice, though.
Then they also have some other tactics. And here are some of the five top marketing tactics that appear to work a little bit better on those resistant teens, which is being reported by this particular pro-military article. The first tactic is lazy. Eating junk food, smoking and drinking, stuck in a dead-end job, enlist today. Christopher Dedefoe admits that just a few months ago he was a lazy American teen. He barely graduated from Lakeland High School in Suffolk this past summer. He worked a dead-end job at a pancake house to earn money for booze, tobacco, and weed. Now, more than halfway through Marine boot camp here, the 18-year-old hasn't had a sip of soda in weeks, let alone alcohol. The former junk food addict enjoys healthier fare such as apples and grits, and having broken his smoking habit, he can run He can run 3 miles without even getting winded. Now, how many military people do you know aren't drinkers?
I what do I know?
They tend to drink.
All the stories I've heard.
They go out to the bar, the nearest bar to the
base. Now, this is the guy in boot camp, though. He can't drink.
He can't drink. But once he's done with boot camp, then it's on, right? Game on.
I'm sure it will be.
As far as this concept goes, that the military is going
to
turn you...
Of course, the choices are up to him.
That the military is going to turn you into this respectable citizen who is responsible... Maybe it does help some kids. I mean, maybe it really does. I'm sure there are plenty of examples of that. But at the same time...
If they come back from Iraq without any extra holes in their head, or then they can put that to use in their life.
Or a few missing limbs or something like that. It's not to say that they couldn't do it on their own. I mean, life teaches its own lessons. If you fail, if you are a drug addict and you find yourself in the hospital eventually, or you find yourself in some major trouble with your family or your friends because of it, maybe you'll learn your own damn lessons. Or maybe you're watching your parents fail and smoke cigarettes and drink and ruin their lives, and maybe that will inspire you to not do those things. You don't need the military for this. Number two, though, is exhausted, need advice, flunking math, enlist today. Back at Lakeland High School, Amy Warren was touched to learn how much Dedefoe had taken her words to heart. She described teaching him as pulling teeth. Obviously, he was a troublesome student, saying Dedefoe was the kid who was always asleep or didn't want to do the work. But she saw that he had a good heart and knew the difference between right and wrong. He just needed some directions, she said. She shudders to think about Dedefoe ending up in Iraq, but she thinks that the training he's getting will serve him for the rest of his life. Number three, got busy parents? Want security and structure? Enlist today. Then there's the family values argument. It goes like this. Look at these directionless kids. Their own families have failed them, so the military will give them a better family. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going to come back with more of this war talk. Unless you want to interrupt the show and change the topic, you have that freedom on this program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the final segment of hour number two here. We do have a third hour from 9 to 10 o'clock, but it's not live. We call it the Time Warp hour. It is.
Hey, do me. I want to do Time Warp.
Time Warp. All right, go ahead.
Time War.
There you go. Isn't that exciting? 800-259-9231. You can interrupt the show, bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. We're talking about the military and some of their recruiting tactics, which just are so underhanded, so sinister, so dishonest. It is an organization that I think just needs to be gotten rid of. We're talking about some of the ways that they try to recruit.
That seems like you're going a little far.
That they try to recruit. We'll talk about that some other time because we don't have time to delve into that. I want to finish up this article here. These are some of the ways that they try to recruit the more difficult to recruit kids, the ones that actually ask questions and, you know, think for themselves a little bit. Got busy parents, want security and structure? Enlist today. And there's the family values argument. It goes like this. Look at these directionless kids. Their own families have failed them, so the military will give them a better family. The Bush administration's solution isn't to invest our nation's massive wealth into helping struggling families, communities, and schools, but to funnel those poor, rudderless children into the military to provide them with structure.
The Army is Republican welfare.
Their weary parents can no longer provide. And here's a quote from the article, this pro-military article. There's so much lacking in society today. To give them structure, she said, and this is a teacher, a government school teacher who's saying this. And I think the military's a good place for that. It teaches them teamwork and how to work with one another and to create a family out of a team. You'll never get any of that instruction working at any business. No business will teach you about teamwork, will they, Manwich?
It seems like that's all they talk about these
days. It's so asinine that this is... They present this as though it's the only choice for people who are disadvantaged. And what they're doing here, in case you're just tuning in, is the military's taking government school teachers, high school teachers, and running them through kind of a mini boot camp so they can be indoctrinated, basically, in the ways of the military and try to promote the military amongst their school kids.
Well, it's a smart business move.
Except it's not a business. It's just the business of death. Anyway, here's another recruiting tactic. Teacher Kevin Olds puts the risk of dying in Iraq into perspective, since so many kids are dying right here in the United States. This is a teacher saying this. In the past 5 years, I've lost 6 students to homicide. Well, that's a new one. Teens, enlist in the military if you want to stay alive. And if those teens end up dead because they enlisted, Mr. Olds will feel no regret. Again, the same teacher, quote, if a student were to die in uniform, he said, he would be full of grief, but not regret. How about you, fellow parent? If your child dies in the next 6 months, will you feel no regret? If his legs are blown off, will you feel no regret knowing they were blown off in the servicing of Mr. Bush's just wars? If she comes home with night terrors, crushing guilt, and mental disorders that may never fully heal, will you feel no regret?
I think, in all fairness, you know, Mr. Bush's wars are no less relevant than Mr. Clinton's wars
were. Oh, they're all bad.
Than Mr. Kennedy's
wars
were.
You're right.
Wars were.
He's just
or Mr. Roosevelt's wars.
He's just the guy who's in office right now.
No.
They're all bad. I agree with you. And number 5, the fifth way to recruit those tough kids to recruit. Want to avoid a fate worse than death? Enlist today. And none of the arguments above do the trick. Try this one on for size. Quote, Thompson said she would counsel students considering the military to think about the chance that they might end up in battle. But like Old, she said that she could think of far worse fates than dying honorably for one's country. And I, you know what, I can't stand that phrase. You're dying for the country. You're in the military to serve the country. Wrong. You're not serving the country if you're in the military today. You're serving a bunch of old men in Washington, and that has nothing to do with freedom and liberty. We're going to be back tomorrow night right here at 7:00 Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join the fun online in the meantime and log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive in the bulletin board system and much, much more. The archives are there for free. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7:00. If you're tired...